I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on January 15th, 2020. And we start today with some sad news from the Peppermint OS forums, which report that project lead Mark Greaves has passed away. As well as his considerable involvement with Peppermint, Greaves also ran a Linux IT support company in the UK called PCNet Spec, which has been the main custodian for Peppermint up until now. The news of Greaves' death only reached the community yesterday, and the project intends to take some time to mourn his passing before making any decisions on how to move forward. The Kronos Group has released version 1.2 of Vulkan today. The new release sees 23 existing extensions being moved into the core of Vulkan, which Kronos is claiming will enable, quote, access to new hardware functionality, improved application performance, and enhanced API usability, end quote. And with this release largely being an effort in reorganization, compliant drivers from the major card manufacturers have already started to appear. GitHub has released a new beta of its Android app, but it may prove to be a disappointment for some. Developers who had signed up to GitHub's waitlist after last year's announcement that the Android app was in the works have started to receive email invitations to download it from the Play Store. And while there's been initial praise for the features the app does provide, which include many of the social elements of GitHub, plus the ability to view pull requests, the fact that it currently lacks code editing and management functionality has raised some eyebrows. IBM has taken another step against patent trolls by joining the License On Transfer Network. The LOT network was established in 2014 by a number of high-profile technology companies, including Red Hat, which itself is now part of IBM. The nonprofit aims to provide protection against patent trolls by ensuring that any time a patent belonging to a member is bought by a company that makes more than 50% of its gross revenue from patent suits, well, that patent is then automatically licensed to other members. Now, Red Hat has publicly welcomed the move and also tried to explain that the LOT network differs from some of the other initiatives we frequently talk about, like the Open Invention Network, and the blog post Red Hat made about this announcement is worth checking out if you want to know more. It's in today's show notes. And in other Red Hat-related news, CentOS has finally released its long-anticipated version based on RHEL 8.1. The new kernel release should benefit from upstream improvements such as support for kernel live patching and increased focus on cloud and container technologies, and the project has also acknowledged the build difficulties that it saw on this particular release, which caused a delay, and explained how it expects to see a much closer tracking of RHEL updates going forwards. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/81. We'll be back tomorrow.